This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Remember this phone number, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Many of you don't have legal needs right now. Many of you will not have legal needs for the foreseeable future. But there are situations in life where it helps if you have an idea before something happens on where to go to address that need. That is where I'm trying to convince you that Brandon Legal Group is where you would make that phone call. Why? Well, first of all, I've gotten to know the people at Brandon Legal Group over the past few months from playing in charity golf tournaments, from their support and participation in my golf tournaments on the Todd Wright Tour. So I know the people at Brandon Legal Group. I like them. I like what they do for me. I like being on the golf course with them. I just like them as human beings. So we take that from there, and I tell you they're a full-service law firm. So if you're asking me, well, Todd, I have this legal need. Can they? Full service means full service. That's why I want you to remember their number and you can call and ask them. Also, one more important thing. You don't need to have a legal question personally in Brandon or a legal question from a work standpoint in Brandon to call Brandon Legal Group. They're a full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour, and just remember that number for when you have any legal needs. We all have needs for productive running backs in fantasy football, and I'm playing off something we talked about in the previous podcast as it related to David Johnson. We used Fantasy Football Calculator to get some idea of what the perception is on David Johnson coming into this year off the season-ending injury very early last year. According to that specific Fantasy Football Calculator 12-team draft that we quoted you, Johnson was the RB4 and went fifth overall, the only wide receiver that went before him, or any position player other than running back, was Antonio Brown. Evan Silva, who does terrific work, and we often just talk about his work as a starting point for conversation, with his best ball running back rankings, has Johnson in the top tier and actually has him ahead of Ezekiel Elliott. In the Fantasy Football Calculator 12-team draft we quoted last week, Johnson was behind Ezekiel Elliott. Interchangeable, right? Sort of like Johnson and Bell, interchangeable as 1 and 2 last year. Granted, those of you who took David Johnson say, yeah, interchangeable, I should have taken Le'Veon Bell. Okay, but these things happen as it relates to injuries. And while some injuries can be predictable, the David Johnson one was not. So, again, top tier for Evan Silva, just as a talking point. He has Gurley, Bell, Johnson, Elliott, Kamara, and Hunt. I'm not going to argue with Hunt being in that sixth spot. I don't think he's a tier one back at this point. I don't think he's in the conversation with those first five. That's just me. I think Hunt would kick off a tier two, which Evan Silva has as Saquon Barkley, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette, Shady McCoy. So David Johnson, tier one back, playing off the podcast last week. I wanted to take it a step further and talk about some of these other running backs other than David Johnson. With Todd Gurley, yeah, he is in that first or second conversation now, probably instead of David Johnson, based on the mega use last year and how, let's put it this way. If you had Todd Gurley in your fantasy playoffs and you didn't win in your fantasy playoffs, A, the rest of your roster underperformed significantly or wasn't very good, or B, your opponent had one heck of a week to beat you. Fair enough? So it's Gurley or Bell, and we're going to have to follow along with when Bell shows up. We're going down this road again. In the end, this isn't going to prevent me from drafting Le'Veon Bell, just as previous suspensions or holdouts have ever prevented me from drafting Le'Veon Bell. I follow the news. I have no issue at this point with drafting Le'Veon Bell number one or number two, or fortunate if I'm fortunate enough to get him any lower than that. Ezekiel Elliott. The Cowboys don't look like they have much of a passing game at this point. Dez Bryant is gone. Jason Witten is gone. Bryce Butler is gone. Terrence Williams, I don't know what's going on there. And he's not a number one guy. Always kind of wondered if he was a number two, even though he had a couple of good games last year. But that's about it. Yeah, Cole Beasley's still there. But Cole Beasley only works when you have other big-time targets where Cole Beasley is sort of another option that teams might lose sight of that allow Beasley to run these underneath out routes. Does that hurt Elliott? Does the fact that the Cowboys' offensive line took a step back last year? Yes, it does. But Elliott is still a tremendous performer. Led the league last year in rushing yards per game. He's still an RB1, a very good choice as an RB1, as is Alvin Kamara, which we talked about on a previous podcast, Kamara getting the obvious spike off the incredible season anyway because of the Mark Ingram four-game suspension. And again, a reminder for those of you who aren't following the Mark Ingram news, and we just talked about Ezekiel Elliott. You hear about Mark Ingram's four-game suspension. If the thought enters your head, well, maybe this is like an Ezekiel Elliott and he's going to fight it and it's not necessarily the first four games. No, that's already done. Mark Ingram will be suspended the first four games. The only way Mark Ingram doesn't play the first four games is if Mark Ingram retires or holds out, what have you. He's not playing the first month of the season. And as a result of that, interestingly, not even in the top four tiers of running backs, according to Evan Silva. I think there is more value there. Unfortunately, you're going to have, we can always identify certain people in our leagues for these season-long drafts. Sometimes it's the player or the owner who doesn't do their homework who kind of throws things off. So if you're sitting around and you're thinking, man, you know, when Ingram comes off suspension, he's going to be very motivated to earn his next contract, hit the ground running. In the Saints offense, I want him. And then someone in your season-long draft is going to draft Mark Ingram like in the second round because they don't know he's suspended. So your theory is sound, but some other owner, granted, overdrafts him, but it takes your theory off the table. Now, Derrick Henry is someone that Evan Silva doesn't even have in the top four tiers either, down in the early 20s along with Deion Lewis. We talked about this also in a previous podcast, how you know, the minute it was confirmed DeMarco Murray wasn't in Tennessee anymore, it's like finally, those of us who appreciate Derrick Henry's talents, see what he did late in the season and in the playoff game, and now we're ready. I mean, I was one of those. I owned Derrick Henry his entire rookie season in a season-long league, waiting for something to happen. I did not significantly overdraft him, but I felt it's going to be worth it. It never was that first season. It never was to me. If you had him the second year, it finally paid off in the very end. Now, granted, him going off in a playoff game doesn't help you unless you're one of the hardcore people like me who play postseason version of fantasy football, or you play the daily games on DraftKings like I do as well. Henry is going to be on my list, and we all have our different ways of preparing for a season-long draft, and then there are those who don't prepare at all. I write down a handful of names, 5, 6, maybe more, in a season-long draft, and I keep them on the side because once I have established my starting lineup and I have my running backs, my wide receivers, my quarterback, Gronk or no Gronk, you know, kind of whether it's a must tight end league or a tight end flex type league, you know where this is going. I'm always looking at that list on the right because if my pick comes up and one of those guys is there, now I feel they may be worth picking. Now, one may be worth picking in the 6th or 7th round, while another one might just be someone that I'll spend a draft pick on. But it's a late draft pick. You know, instead of the dart throw where someone throws out the name just to get the reaction in the room at your season-long draft, I actually have a name that's going to play that might 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks down the road. Someone's looking for that guy on waivers. I already drafted him. So that's that list. Derrick Henry is going to be on that list for me. Much like the Mark Ingram theory, there may be an owner who doesn't realize Deion Lewis is in Tennessee. Evan Silva and others are predicting, at least right now with the change in the coaching staff, a 50-50 split between Henry and Lewis. I have more faith that Henry is going to get much more than 50% of the workload as running back in Tennessee. Lewis leaving New England cannot be a good thing for him. It just can't. He may be exposed for not playing with the Patriots and not playing behind Tom Brady. That's the way that looks to me. So Derrick Henry will be on that list, and I would love to get him as an RB2/3 and or flex play that could really turn out to be something good for me if the Tennessee offense is good and Henry is fed the football ultimately. So check out Evan Silva's best ball running back tiers for yourself at RotoWorld. I don't mind giving reference. I've always been someone who attributes to other good people in the business. I just like having good talking points. They're good for podcasts, as they were always good for radio for the years that I did my shows. Let me remind you, Brandon Legal Group, sponsoring the Fantasy Football Podcast. They sponsored the Lightning Playoff Podcast that I did, and now they're here with me on the Fantasy Football Podcast, as they are the first foursome in my next golf tournament, which will be Saturday morning, July 28th, at Wentworth Golf Club. First time I am hosting at Wentworth Golf Club. More information on the golf tournament coming your way shortly. If you ever want to ask me about my golf tournaments, you can just email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And if you ever forget the phone number to Brandon Legal Group, you can just email me and ask me that as well. You'll see them at the golf tournaments. You'll see their logos at the golf tournaments. How about this? Yesterday, as I was waiting out another rain delay at West Chase Golf Club, gentleman driving the cart behind me, playing in the group behind me, finding the same area between second green and third tee at West Chase that I did to stay out of the rain. And he's not only played in the Todd Wright Tour Championship, he still has his Brandon Legal Group koozie around the beer he's actually drinking 3 weeks later playing golf at West Chase. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and you don't need to live or work or have a legal issue in Brandon to call them. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Use my name as the icebreaker if you're a little nervous about making a call and asking a legal question. I don't know if you can help me, but I listen to Todd Wright's podcast and you guys seem to know him. And sure, bring my name up. It's fine. Full service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Just call them when you have a legal question. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Again, the next one is July 28th at Wentworth Golf Club. My thanks to all of you continuing to subscribe to this fantasy football podcast. Really, we're just now the month of June away from really getting into preparing your season-long draft boards in July and into August. Depending on the timing of your season-long league, we'll talk about scoring, we'll talk about structure of leagues. And as always, if you have any football question / fantasy football question, even if it's sort of an administrative or a management type question, say you're thinking of changing commissioners in your league, which if your championship was determined in week 17 last year, you should be changing commissioners in your league. You can email me those questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And again, if you subscribe to this podcast, you'll always know when there is a new fantasy football podcast to listen to. We will go to at least two podcasts a week, either sometime in July or in August. Who knows? Maybe this season it'll even be more than two podcasts a week. The response has been very good as we are about to enter our third season for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.